Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our mitzvah shiyuchiyu, and the schus refuah is chayech avichay bas michay dis basia. The Gemara in Maseches Krisus and Av Hey Amid Aleph says as follows: Tanu Rabbanon, hamifatei mes hashemen. If somebody makes the shemen hamishcha, the ingredient to the shemen hamishcha in the Torah, lilmod bo, in order to learn how to make it. All the mosa or tzibul, or to give it to the community, pater. Lasuch chayiv. If he's doing it to give it to the community or to learn, pater. But if he's lasuch, then he is chayiv. Kares, v'al shigigaso chatos, v'asach mimenu. V'imachel sach me'otov shemen patur v'she'en chayavim ela al sichat shemen ha'mishcha she'asa Moshe bilvad. But if somebody anoints himself with it, he's patur, because the yisur of anointing yourself is only with the shemen ha'mishcha that Moshe made in the midbar. Says the Gemara, Omar Mar Lilmol bo, somebody is does it to learn from, etc. It's pater. What's the makor? Asya. We learn exer shava of maskunto. It says the pavei shemen hamishcha maskunto lo sasu kamovu. Maskunto diktoires from the yisur legabe pita maktoires, where it says b'maskunto lo sasu lachem. So we have maskunta, maskunta means again the formula, the ingredients. Uksiv, so it says maskunta by Shem and Mishra, it says maskunta by Ktar, excuse me, Gabi Ktar, it's Lassasu Lachem. Lachem udas Rabbal Masul Tzibra Pater, it's a Chazal Darshan. That, it's utter for you to be fatim for yourselves, but in order to give it over to the community, your Pater, to Gabi Shem and Nami, the Masul Tzibra Pater, the Gabi Shem and also, if it's the Mosul at Sibra, your pater. Frak the Gemara, but the Hadrik Tayrots Venelef Mishemen. Ma Shemen Kimifatim Lechetzian Pater. Avk Tayrots Nami. Why don't we learn Tayrots from Shemen? Ma Doch the Yisrael of Fatim Shemen Amishcha. Ein Yisrael of Fatim at Hashemen. Ela Bemidam Urab Atura Adahainuhim. Shnei Masar Lug. Vim Piten. If the person did six Lug, it's pater. Af k'toyres nami, ki mefatim lechetzim pater. So to k'toyres also, if he does half the measure, he should be pater. Alo amarovo, k'toyres shepitim lechetzim chayiv. Is a chiluk. K'toyres, if he made half the amount, he's chayiv. And shemen, if he made he's chayiv. And shemen, if he made half the amount, he's potter. But if this gzera shava, you should be potter on both. We have a tour by the shemen. Why don't we also pat to the k'tayrus? Amar Harava. So Rava answers. Gabe shemen k'siv maskunta lo sasu kamo kamo dasar lechetzio pater. Gabe k'tayrus k'siv k'tayrus shetase maskunta lo sasu lechem kol asiya k'tayrus hefshe de mikter paras. Shachar supras ben arbayim. So by the k'toyres, by shemen, it says don't make this formula. Kamo, it mamish has to be that amount. But half your pater. But by k'toyres, it says the k'toyres that you make the maskunta. In that amount, we shouldn't. So we darshin any asi of k'toyres. Shenezal pitum shel kol shiur shenitan lahaktala. Any amount that can be burned, any amount of incense that could be burned, So it could be that a person's going to do a half a mana in the morning and a half a mana in the afternoon. And therefore, any shear of Ktiris that he's mefatim is aser. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemara. So we have a special limit by Ktiris that any shear is aser, mash enkein shemen. The Rambam, klei mikdash, one four writes osa shemen amishcha kamasa azeh. If you make the shemen amishcha like this maisa, etc. b'meizet chayv kares, u'shiyaso isa li'imashach bo. And that's pretty chayv kares, and that's provided that you make it in order to anoint yourself. Aval imasahu li'hitlamed, o litno la'acherim patur. But if he makes it l'islamed, or to give to others, that's what Gemara says, Moso Litzibul, he's pater. So to learn from, Litno Lacherim is pater. Perak Beis, Milchus Klein Mikdash, Alachates Yod, the Rambam writes, Oisek Taurus, etc., Kadei Lariach Ba, Valfbi Shaloi Riach, Chayav Kare Salas Yasa. If he makes it in order to smell from it, even though he didn't smell from it, he's Chayav Kare. Asel Sam, Moso Litzibul, pater. He makes it to learn from, he knows he's doing it to learn how to make it, or to give it to the community, he's pater. Lochiyav Torah kores ela lo'ose b'maskunta lehariach ba. The Torah only asked kores if he made it with that formula of the ktores that the Torah gave in order to smell from it, but if it wasn't in order to smell from it, he's pater. The Radbaz is tamei on the Rambam. The Rambam says, like Abay Shemen HaMishcha, he's pater if he makes it in order to give to others, mashma any others, as long as he didn't do it for himself. He's not chayiv. What's the lashon of the Rambam? Ava olitno la'acherim pater. If he does in order to give to others, he's pater. What's the lashon legabei k'tayres? When's the pater? Litmosra litzibur. He's pater. So what's the difference? Why legabe the k'tayres is pater if he makes it l'mosra l'tzibur dafka? Whereas when it comes to the heilige shemen, it's l'mosra l'anybody, any others. And it's so weird, notes the Radbaz, that we have this distinction given the fact that one's learned from the other. Like we saw in the Gemara. Asya maskunta maskunta. You learn the shemen from the k'tayres. So how can it be that it's a different din when it's one's learned from the other? And one, the p'tur is l'mosor le. And then we said, l'chemu da'asor l'mosor le tzibur pater, sekave shemen also l'mosor le tzibur pater. Now weird it is the Rambam says, no. You know when the p'tur is l'gave shemen, l'mosor le'acherin dafka. M'zar me'od. Minchas Chinuch, the mitzvah kuftes, ubimalvim kan, the pasuk lamed zayin, ubahar amoriya, ubor sameach kan veod. Kol ze muval yidei mori v'rabi, agon agadol amufla v'amufla garav David Manzatzal. Anachnu hulchim bedarko, kmo shehalachnu b'shloshet ha'shiurim hakodmim b'noseh hazeh. Shehem katvu al pi divrei ha'tosfot, b'dibur ha'matchil v'chein, which is cited by the Mishnah Lamelech, all these Achronim bring from Tesvis שאין מסירה לשימוש הציבור בשמן המשחה, כיוון there's no union of giving over the shemen ha-mishcha to the tzibur, because the shemen of Moshe was forever. Therefore, there's no reason to give this to others. We already have the shemen ha-mishcha of Moshe. Ayin sham b'divrayhem. There's no lemoisra le-tzibur, because the tzibur already has Shemen of Moshe. L'chein eino inyan el la'asiyah l'achirim. And therefore the only union is to give it to other people, but not to the tzibur. And that's why v'shemen ha'mishcha, the Rambam writes, la'asiyah l'achirim, not the tzibur, because the tzibur has that of Moshe. Aval, ze yafeh me'od. Aval sof sof, b'gemara amru, v'shemen ha'mishcha l'moisru l'tzibur. But the Gemara says by Shemen HaMishcha L'Moshe L'Tzibur. So you can give any reason why the Rambam didn't say the Moshe L'Tzibur. But at the end of the day, the Gemara does say it. And so how are you going to work out the Gemara then? Also, the Rabbi Yochum Fischer Perlan, the Rasa, Gon Shin Yer Aleph, was machriach b'das ha-Rambam. He said that it's compelling to say that the Rambam holds that Shemen HaMishcha's kosher, even if Moshe Rabbeinu didn't make it. And that's why the Rambam enumerated in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvah Seaseh of Ashiyat Shemen HaMishcha, and it's not considered a Mitzvah Shein Ma'eges L'Doiris. Ein Shambrach and their Krisis Daf Hey writes the same thing. So the Das HaRambam, it is Shaykh Mesir LeTzibur, even Mishemen HaMishcha, because the Shemen HaMishcha can be given to the Tzibur because it's the Tzibur can use it. We wanted to say the other Achronim say no. Ain Mesir L'Shimash HaTzibur B'Shemen HaMishcha, because you have the Shemen that Moshe Rabbeinu made. And therefore you can't give it to the Tzibur. There's no, they have no use for it. But according to the Rambam, it is Shaykh Mesir L'Tzibur B'Shemen HaMishcha, because it is kosher. It is considered, doesn't have to be made by Moshe. Then we get back to the original question. Why does the Rambam say by Shemen HaMishcha that im asal litno la'acherim is pater? What about l'tzibur? Should also be pater, not la'acherim, even the tzibur, because they still can use that Shemen HaMishcha. Because kosher, you don't have to use the Shemen HaMishcha of Moshe Rabbeinu, according to the Rambam, as the Rucham Fischer parallel learns it. Another question is that in the Braisa there are two types of Ptul. There's the Hislamed and the Moser Letzibur. Now the Pasuk of Lachem that the Gemara brings a Makor for this Ptul is not talking about the Hislamed. So where do you get a p'tur for that? What does the Gemara say? Gemara says that lil mogual menas l'mos l'tzibur patur min alan, and then we learn maskunto maskunto, we only learn a p'tur from the mos l'tzibur. Where do you get the p'tur of the islami? That the Gemara doesn't teach us. It says this yamtif in the Mishnah. Parak Aleph, Mishnah Aleph was Omid on this. Now by Ketoros, you don't need a Pasuk, because Lahedjah, it says in Pasuk Lamed Ches, the Yisr is Isha Sher Yaseh Kamo Lehariach. So the Islam is not Lehariach. Like the Rambam writes in Halacha Yud, Shlochi v'Torah Kari said, Lo osa b'maskunta la'riach ba. You'll need a pasuk for Lo osa l'mosra l'tzibur. But not la'riach ba. La'riach ba, you have a pasuk. That's the only iser. And the Islam, it's not lahariach. So by Ketores, you have a pasuk that it's that the Islam aid is pater. But what about Shemen HaMishcha? The lo shayich lemelav b'gzeir hashava the Shemen HaMishcha. There's no inyan by Shemen HaMishcha v'oisir la'ariach. Right, the point of the Ketores is the reach nichoach. So there the yisur is osir la'ariach, but we don't have that by Shemen HaMishcha. It's not that the yisur is b'oisir la'ariach, and that from there we can learn that l'islam is not la'ariach and you're cool. So how do you know that you're not allowed to make Shemen HaMishcha l'islami? In the Yeruchim Fisher Perla and the Masag, he brings the Kiryat Sefer in Perak Aleph Miklei Mikdash, who writes that there's no p'tur of, if it's not of the Islamid, you don't learn the p'tur of the Islamid from the Ketores, but rather it says, Asher Yirkav Kamohu, that if you make this formula like it, like the Shemen HaMishcha, and to learn is not kamohu. Because kamohu would be for Mishicha. But if you learn, it's not kamohu. And therefore, you're pater. That's his teretz. However, Rav Perla brings from Tosfos, Nazir Daf Mem Zayin, with Dibur HaMaskil V'Chein, right in one teretz, that it says, B'Shemen HaMishcha, the Moser L'Tzibur, that he's part of, it's the Moser L'Tzibur, is not only be made Moshe, that's when the Shemen HaMishcha was made, but even afterwards. Even then, we need a p'tur, because when he's giving it to the Tzibur, he's giving it to them in order to teach them that they should know how to make it. Ayin sham u'mashkazim shitim u'kubetzit sham akosh yizu shakavanai l'masol l'tzibur af api shenan tzichim oto. What does it mean that there's a p'tur l'masol l'tzibur? That even though they're not going to use it, they're not going to use it. He's just giving to them that they should know how to use it. They should know how to make it. So that's not l'mshoach bo. And nevertheless, if not for the miut of lachem, he'd be chayiv. But there's no, there's no problem that it's not kamoh in such an instance. Again, we wanted to say that the whole word is kamohu. If it's not kamohu, it's fine. And kamo would be l'mashicha, not l'ilmod. But you see now like that from Tosfos. Because Tosfos says that the tour of l'mosra l'tzibur was said even after the time of Moshe, even if they're not going to be using it, obviously, because they don't need it. But he's giving it to them in order that they should learn how to make it. That's why he's being Meister Letzibur. They should know how to make it. And that means that even though they don't need it, and it's not Limshoach Bo, we need a pasuk to say that he's Pater, to tell them to teach them how to make it. But that's not Kamohu. In other words, it has to be like, if it's true that it has to be like the Shemen HaMishcha, and therefore you want a Pater L'Islamed, but you can't do that. Why? You want a Pater L'Islamed from Kamohu, it doesn't work. Because when you're giving it over to the tzibur, you're not giving it to them to actually use. It's not l'mshoach bo, so it's not kamo. So what do you need a pasuk by giving it over to the tzibur that you're pater? If you're giving it after the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, if you're giving it after the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, you're giving it to them in order that they should learn how to make it. So that's not kamo. So why do I need a special limud? Why do I need a special alfusa to tell me that in such an instance, he's pater? You need lachem. If not for lachem, he'd be chayiv. So we see from here that there's no kamo problem. Even though it's not the Mashiach, it's the Islamid, there's no Kamo problem. Even though it's not Kamo, nevertheless we say that it would still be a problem if not for the Pasuk. If not for the Pasuk that tells you that it's okay to give it over to the Tzibur for them to learn, it would be Aser. You see, there's no Chisaron in Kamo. If that's true, then we get back to our original question. And the question is, how do we know the pater l'islamed by Shemen HaMishcha? And don't tell me it's from Asher Yirkach Kamohu, and if it's not from Mashiach, because after the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's also not the Mashiach. And you see, there's no chisaron of Kamohu. Kamohu just means like that Shemen HaMishcha, but not the purpose of the Shemen HaMishcha. So just like after the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, when you make it, We need a tour, we need a special pasuk to tell you that he's pater l'moser when he's l'moser l'tzibur, even though there it's only l'islamit, you see. That it is what? That otherwise would be usher, and there's no chisar in kamohu. So in an instance where he's making it l'umod, l'islamit, to learn how to make it, even not to be moser l'tzibur, he should be chayiv. It's only we have a p'tura when he's l'slamed, when he's l'mosro l'tzibur, according to Tosfos. There he's pater. He's l'mosro l'tzibur. But if not for that p'tura, he'd be chayiv. Not for the pasuk, he'd be chayiv. Even though it's l'slamed, it's not kamo. You see, it's not a problem of kamo. See, l'slamed is not a problem of kamo. So, therefore, we have the question again, when it comes to regular l'slamed, not the Moser L'Tzibur, how do you know that he's Pater? Maybe he's Chayiv. Because the Moser L'Tzibur is L'Islamid, I mean the Pasuk that he's Pater because of the Moser L'Tzibur. But otherwise he'd be Chayiv. And we have another Kasha B'Guf Divrei HaTosfos. Reish Kfar Nitma'et Bo Sekad Eid L'Tlamed Lama Li L'Faresh Gam P'tur B'le Moser L'Tzibur. After we already have the p'tur of the Moser L'Tzibur, which Tosfos says is l'slamed, after we already have a mute of l'slamed, you don't need the p'tur of the Moser L'Tzibur, since you're only giving it over to the tzibur l'slamed. So once you already have a p'tur that you make it for yourself l'slamed, it's mutter. So certainly, if it's the Moser L'Tzibur of l'slamed, it's mutter. What's his p'tur? What's the problem? We have to understand why you need the p'tur of the Moser L'Tzibur. That's l'Islamid. So already if he, the not the Moser L'Tzibur, l'Islamid is p'tur. So certainly Ramos for the tzibur l'slam is also going to be pater. What's the difference? What do we need a special meat from the pasuk of lechem? Yain sham b'divrei Rav Yochanan Fishel Perla shetama b'divrei Kiryat Sefer b'perek Aleph in Masha Ketav b'Kiryat Sefer b'perek Bet yebiktoret lehitlamed o lemosra litzibur patur in Masha Ketuv lahariach ba umishom shelo chiyva Torah ela be'oseh b'matkunta. So, the Kiryat Sefer writes that if you're dealing with Ktoires, if it's Lehislamed, if it is in order to learn how to do it, that's why you're making the Ktoris, or to give it to the community, he's pater. Why? Because what's the Isser? The Isser is lahariach ba. Torah says lahariach ba. Since it says lahariach ba, by Ktoris you're pater l'slamed almost or l'tzibur. Because the Torah only asserted it if you made it kemaskunta lahariach ba. And it's also the mashmaos of the Rambam, who writes, Lochi Vitor Karatel also Miskut La Rechba. After he writes the Ptur of the Islamid and also the Ptur of the Mosra Litzibur. So, first of all, we have a problem with the Kiryat Sefer because it's Neged HaSugya Shemifurash Bashamiyut Shelem Mosra Litzibur Milachem. The Mir of Mosra Litzibur is Lachem, not from La Rechba. Kiryat Sefer wants to learn it from the Pasuk. But the Gemara learns it from the Mir of Lachem. That's why the Mosra Litzibur is Patur. That's problemo number one. And problemo number two is that he's Soser Divrei Atzmoi in Perek Aleph. That milachem we learn to be memayit b'ktoires mefatim l'moisr l'tzibur. Like the Gemara says, lachem u'da'aser only l'tzar chachem, but l'moisr l'tzibur is pater. In Shemana Mishcha, we learn from the Gzera Shabbat from Ktores. And L'Islamed, we learn because it says Kamohu. And if it's L'Islamed, it's not Kamohu, according to the Kiryat Sefer. The only problem is that it's not like he writes in Perek Beis that lahariach you get the p'tur that of lemosra letzibur. How do you know lemosra letzibur your pater? Because the pasuk says lahariach, and if you're making it to give it to the community, that's not lahariach. So therefore you're pater, because the Torah is la'ariach. That's what he writes in Perek Beis. Perek Aleph, he gets the p'tur from lachem. That's why the Mosra L'Tzibur is pater. It's only if you make it for yourself, but not for the Tzibur. So he's soiser himself. So Rav Perla brings this down, and he doesn't have an answer in the Yashiv of the Kiryat Sefer. And this kasha is difficult to, even in Rashi, in his Perish Al HaTorah, in Pasuk Lamed Ches, that he writes in what it says, La'ariach ba, aval osa ata b'maskunta, you're allowed to make it in its formula, mishalcha, from your own, kidei la'mosra letzibur, in order to give it to the community. V'kfar tama be'er sheva b'krisus, brought by Rav Perla, and the Tuafos Reim on the Ureim, that it's against the Gemara. Rashi's against the Gemara. Rashi's learning from La'ariach ba. Only La'ariach ba is asur, but you're allowed to make it in order to give it to the Tzibur. The Gemara learns from Lachem, to be Mamayit Limsur LaTzibur. And not from La'ariach ba. So all of these kashas require understanding. And Mirtz Hashem, in a coming shir, we will try to sort this whole thing out. And we'll see in a flow, Mitaras Hashem. This was the fourth shir in the series. And I ask you to please stay tuned for continuing Niflos. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.